center of activity in gold in Bengal, Navadvip Dham was the headquarter of his Lila activity. Sri Gaura Dham Sthiti, Satchastraikavriti, he engaged himself only in the propagation of the holy scriptures, Sruta Krishna, not ordinary writings of the ordinary people, but all Sruta Krishna, as God who are better dealing with eternal substance, not transient, like scientific books dealing with the researches of this mundane world. He was dealing thoroughly, devoted his life thoroughly in dealing the revealed scriptures. Achyastrika Vriti, that was his vow. Achyas was very kushanga vidati, and he was very eager to give up the association, to give up the association of the evil persons, the abhakta, that are animistic to the divinity. He kept him aloof, far from the worldly people. Dushtabhata Nishkriti, but he was eager, very eager to remove the misery of the suffering souls. That was his business, busily engaged in. Dushtabhata Nishkriti, to take out the pain from the heart of the people at large. That was his nature. Dushtabhata Nishkriti, Sirupai Karoti, inner heart, inner tendency was with the aspiration of Sri Rupa, Rupa Goswami, they are the harmonizing. His inner heart has harmony with that what kept them by Sri Rupa. Sanatana Nati, and he has respect for Sanatana Goswami, who related what is our place and the position in the universe, the eternal and here. Sanatana Nati had obeisance towards him. Sri Jiva Tejas Tati, and his very nature was like Jiva Goswami, who could not tolerate any dishonor to the Vaishnava. Always maintaining, trying to maintain the honor, the enviable, supernatural position of the Vaishnava. Very eager. And for that, he used all his might to establish the honor of the Vaishnava. That was his name. Like Sri Jiva Goswami, who fought with the Vijayi scholar in order to keep the honor of Rupa and Sanatana, who gave sign without sitting in a table of discussion with the Vijayi Pandit. This Vijayi scholar, when he thinks himself a very big scholar, he, like so many heroes, they also are out to fight with the pandits of different places and takes the glory that he is the best scholar of the day, fighting and defeating all the scholars here and there. So the Vijayi Pandit one came and they went to discuss with Rupa and Sanatana. You must sign that you are reluctant to discuss with me. Rupa Sanatana gave that signature. We do not want to. You are a big pandit. We do not like to sit in discussion with you again. But when he went to Jiva Goswami, people told that their disciple, Jiva Goswami, he is also a big scholar. So until and unless you defeat him, you can't get the degree that you have defeated all the scholars in Vrindavan. So he approached Jiva Goswami and he asked him, your guru, the Rupa Sanatana, they have already given signature. So I think you should also give your signature here. And then Jiva Goswami wanted to see and he got it and it tore to pieces. Who do not know you food, why they give their signature. They think that to sit in discussion with you is a waste of time. So they avoided you. But to keep their honor, to know, to inform me who they are, how dignified position, you must come with me and defeat me. Then you will use that signature for your prestige, otherwise not. Then Jeev Goswami sat in discussion and defeated him there. And now you understand that our guru, my guru Rupa Sanatan, why they gave signature to avoid a proud man like you. They gave signature. Not that they are not scholars. So, Srijivati Jostati, who had the valor and the spirit like that of Jiva Goswami, and his activity was like that, to establish the prestige and the position of the Vrindavan Goswamis, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all those, he was ready to fight with anyone and everyone. That was it. Sri Jivati Jostati. Sri Siddhanta Saraswati, by name he was known here as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, a Guru Varu, our Gurudev, Gauriya Goshtipati, the master, the king of the Gauriya Sampradaya. And that was another stroke. In this way, I composed some here and there. So. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
What was the outcome of the pundit? The pundit who was defeated by Jiva Goswami.
He named his name, Kalidas Rai. What did they call him? It is referent, it is Bhakti Ratnakar, the reference is there. I don't hear.
Asking, what is the result?
Nah, the name of the name of the pundit. You want to know the name of the pundit?
No, not necessarily. I wanted to know his reaction.
His reaction? He played another pundit who came to fight with in the Navadvip, and he had a sitting with Mahaprabhu. He was Keshav Kashmiri, a big pundit. He was converted by Mahaprabhu. With the talk, by the talk of with Mahaprabhu, he had reaction. But this pundit, his future not known, he played away. But who fought with Mahaprabhu, Nanada Digvijayi, his reaction was great. And he left everything and went privately, he departed from Navadvip, and he was Keshav Kashmiri by name. And many says that he entered, or he was within the Nimbarka Sampradaya. And he began his life in devotion in the Nimbarka Sampradaya, Keshav Kashmiri.
Well, the next verse is composed in praise of Srila Gaurakrishna Dasbhaji Maharaj. Namo Gaura Kishoraya. Bhaktar Bodhuta Murtai Gaurangri Padma Bhringayo Radha Bhava Nishevani.
The Guru Parampara, after our Guru Maharaj, his Guru Gaurakishore Das, for him one poem composed by me, Namo Gaurakishorayo, I show my obedience to our Guru Gaurakishore Das, Sakhat Vairagya Murtai. His physical nature was very abnegation type. Vairagya means indifference. Indifference to the extreme was found in his outer characteristic.
Bhaktar bodhuta murtai.
Sakkhat vairagya murtai.
Eta alada. Vipralamba rasam bodhe padam jayate namo. Eta Prabhupada kale rachana. Ota mul rachana. Ota er age.
Age chilo. Namo Gaura Kishoraya sakkhat vairagya murtai. Sakkhat vairagya murtai.
Vipralamba rasam bodhe padam jayate namo. এর আগে ছিল, তারপরে আপনি যেটা করেছেন যেন নম গৌর কিশোরায় ভক্তার বধূত মূর্তায়,
ভক্তাবধূত
মূর্তায়,
অবধূত মিন্স অ্যাবভ পরমহংস, হুইজ সো হুজ অ্যাবনিগেশন ইন ডিফারেন্স টু দি ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ সো হায়ার দ্যাট সামটাইমস পিপল মিস্টেক দ্যাট দে আর connecting with some filthy things. Our Gaur Kishor Babaji Maharaj, Gurudev Baba, our Guru Maharaj, he used to stay in a room in a particular dharmasala. Dharmasala ke je bale, public rest place. And near the latrines, where general people did not approach, like to approach. For its nearness to the public latrine. So he did not care for that. Then when people asked him, why have you selected this nasty place, room adjacent just adjacent to the public latrine? This is better. The bad scent, that is more serious, that comes from the evil mind of the people. That was his answer. That is more nasty. The heart of the people, the ordinary people, sinful people, that is more nasty than this physical nastiness of the latrine. Do you follow? That is more harmful, more injurious. This is injurious to the body, but that is contaminated to the mind. So that is more dangerous thing. That was his answer. To avoid those worldly men who has got some bad contamination, I keep nearby this nasty thing. Avadhut. So that is the standard of the avadhut, in whose dealings the people find that he is fond of some nasty things.
Not actually it is not.
But his heart was something else, within something, but externally they are mixing with the nasty things of this world. Bhaktavadhutamurtai,
Gaurangri
Padma Bhingayo, you are the bee, of the bee in the lotus of the feet of Sri Gauranga, Radha Bhava Nishivini. And always you are trying to foster in your heart the pastimes of Radharan. You are trying to engage yourself in the service at your heart about Radharan.
Inside his heart, he has always engaged.
Then, next, then after that, Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
Bande
Bhakti Vinodam Tam.
Bande Bhakti Vinodam Sri Gaura Shakti Sharupakam.
I bow down to Thakur Bhakti Vinod, who is the representation of devotion of Sri Mahaprabhu in original form, Gaura Shakti.
Sarupakam. Bhakti Shastagya Samrajam.
And he is the emperor of all, things that got up some knowledge about Bhakti Siddhanta. Bhakti Shastra Samraj. King of the knower of the purpose of the devotional scriptures. Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi. And where we can locate the infinite divine lila Radharani within his heart. This is about Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Radha Sudhani, the devotion of the ecstatic joy which can be derived by the service of Radharani. He is personified.
Then,
and he is the king of the knower of all the revealed scriptures. Bhakti Sartrata Samrayam, those that know the real purpose of the revealed scriptures, he is the king among them.
Mm.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
Next verse.
Then Jagannath Babaji.
Gaura Vrajasthitar Seshwari, Vaishnava Bandha Vigraham.
All the Vaishnavas that are staying either in Vrindavan or in Navadvip, who commanded the old Vaishnava Jagannath Babaji, he commanded respect of all the Vaishnava, both in Vrindavan and Navadvip. And he was very old.
Jagannath Prabhu Vande Premabdhing Vriddha Vaishnavam.
And who is the ocean of divine love and the aged among all the Vaishnavas existing. That is Jagannath Prabhu.
And who is old?
Oh,
old Vaishnava. He lived about 125 years. Jagannath Das Babaji.
And
he commanded respect from all the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan as well as in Navadvipa. These two places of Gauriya Vaishnava, Vrindavan and Navadvipa generally. And he commanded respect of all and lived long time. And he was also Bhakti. He was
Jagannatha Prabhu Vande Prema Vidhim Vaishnavam.
Ocean of Divine Love.
He was
this.
And he was the senior most, oldest.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur had his connection. His guru was Bipin Goswami, one Grihastha Goswami. But he was in his last days, he was indifferent to him, seeing his characteristic. And connected him with Jagannath Das Babaji.
Shiksha. Shiksha?
Shikha Guru. And he took this also from him.
Took
this Babaji Vesh.
Babaji
Vesh. That is a form of sannyas.
He was considered.
As Rupa Sanatan Jiva Goswami, they took Babaji Vesh, not sannyas. Not red, but white cloth, as found in Vrindavan. Babaji Vesh. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his last days, he had connection with that Jagannath Das Babaji. And being indifferent to his previous guru, as when he was a householder, when householder guru he got here in Bhagnapara, one Bipin Goswami, whose name is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita's commentary, Bipin Goswami.
Yes, it was complete.
And then Panchatattva. Okay.
Then Panchavalpa.
Vaishnava. Then Panchatattva.
So now you can rest.
Tava Gotaya se? Saranagati Prathame?
Maharaj?
Saranagati Prathame?
Haan. Introduction of Sanskrit Sloka. Saranagati Kake Bale. Prabhupada Jaga Niyase. ये करें चलें स्वीकार आप दिशमग नाम जीवन उद्धित गोलांगी पंकजी जिन्हें ये करें चलें गोल स्वीकार आप दिशमग नाम जीवन संस्थाप চক্রে করে ইয়ে করে ওইখানে আছে এখন উদ্ধৃত কৃপয়া তসময় কৃপয়া শরণাগতির মাহাত্ম বোধ Raja Abdi Sangbhagam Shivam Gauram Vipangari Udhita Kripaya এখানে কে কে থাকলো?
তারপরে
নিমতলে গিয়ে উঠিয়ে ভালো
ঠাকুর selected Jagannath Das Babaji for what reason? He left one guru and went to another guru.
He was grihastha and he took sannyas. So it is a custom, the sannyasi must take sannyas from a sannyasi guru. A grihastha guru cannot confer sannyas. That was the custom, it is custom. The guru is a grihastha, and how can he can give the sannyas? So it is a general custom here, it is no objection. When you go to the Vrindavan, he takes shelter under sannyasi guru, take mantra. He has got sannyas mantra. Sannyasi has got a mantra. He has to take that mantra from the guru. But grihastha guru cannot give ki.
Shlokta nahi ascha hai, brought this shlok. Svairacharabdhi samagnan jivan gaurangri pankaji
udhritta sharanapatti mahatyam samabodhaya
jastasya bhakti siddhanta
saraswati
guru sundar param bhujo
durishan
ganmajan.
Svairacharabdhi samagnan jivan, the people that are that are drowned in the ocean of Svairacar, whatever the likes they do, not following any system of karma, whimsical activity.
Sensual
activities. Who are already drowned in the ocean of sensual activities. Getting them. Relieving them from there, put into the lotus of the feet of Mahaprabhu, where Saranagati, the surrender, put him in the lotus of surrendering in the feet of Mahaprabhu. Udhritta Gaurangri Pankaji, জীবান উদ্ধৃত জীবান গৌরাঙ্গী পঙ্গতি উদ্ধৃত কৃপয়া
শরণাপত্তি
মাহাত্ম সময় দে রেস্কিউ দেন ফ্রম দি ওশন অ্যান্ড পুট ইন টু দি লোটাস হোলি ফিট অফ মহাপ্রভু অ্যান্ড দেন বিগান টু প্রিচ টু দেন হোয়াট ইজ দি এফিকেসি অ্যান্ড গুডনেস অফ দি surrendering, of the surrendered soul. Taking them out of the ocean, put them on the lotus in the sarova, in the ocean, of lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, and then began to canvass them about the greatness and the
glory.
Glory of the surrendered souls. Made them understood. Attempted to make them understand that what is Saranagati, whether the whimsical activity two came from whimsical action and put in the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, and they began to preach them about the efficacy of the surrendered soul. This is the nature, that is the activity what Bhakti Siddhanta did in this world. Diving deep into the ocean to collect them and put in the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and then preach about the greatness, nobility of what Saranagati, surrendered soul, from whimsical action to surrendered state. That was his characteristic. To take us, we are whimsically moving hither and thither, no rules, no regulations, to collect us and put in the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, and they began to converse what is the goodness in Saranagati, a life in surrendered soul. That was his purpose of life. In Saranagati, there is a book, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I composed the commentary.
This is that
commentary. And there in the beginning, this slok about my Guru Maharaj Abhishek. This is the characteristic of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and is a very rare shelter for the souls. I pray that I may have shelter there in his good. Dhulisham, I want to be a dust in the holy feet of such Gurudev, my Bhakti Siddhanta. That is the way. Pravaki?
Dhulisham, Dharma Dharma.
Vaigala.
My every last. I want to be. I have to be dust.
I had a slight argument with Mahananda Prabhu over some deity service. So I wanted to have some clarification. He says that you say that the deity should be worshipped in a very humble way.
Humble and careful also.
Simple. So, I had some, I wrote to you once, I had some sapphires that I wanted to make.
But do you want to do it in a royal style?
Not royal, but I want to do some some things nice.
You see, in Vrindavan, when Rup Sanatan requested by Mahaprabhu, he went there living his own association, reluctantly. They were requested to go to Vrindavan and to preach, and several other activities were given to him. And then Sanatan was wandering in Vrindavan and trying to find out the places of Krishna Lila, which is now forgotten by all these things, so many others, and also to establish deity worship. Then he used to move through the whole of the Vrindavan, and his behavior, conduct was so humiliating and amiable that everyone loved him and used to say, our old father, Bhulo Baba, old father. That was the common name of Sanatana Goswami throughout the whole of Vrindavan. In one word, our old father. Very, very popular. Popular. So from the child to the old. But in one householder's house, there was Radha Govinda, Madan Mohan, Dada Mohan. And a daughter-in-law in that house, she was a good devotee. She generally used to serve that Radha Govinda, Radha Madan Mohan. That Sanatan used to visit, and that Radha Govinda gave a dream both to the lady and to Sanatan. To Sanatan the dream came, I want to take your service. And this lady, daughter-in-law, the householder, she also got that I'd like to go to Sanatan to take accept his service. But when he comes to you, please hand over. Of course, the lady, he swooned. He could not contain his consciousness when he got this. Sanatana also came with that object and informed that I have got a dream last night that Madan Mohan wants to go to me. And now what you will do, you judge and settle. Then the grihastha, they were, yes, we have got also such command in dream. So he is free, he can do anything and everything. He wants to grace you and to deprive us from our service. What we can do? He is free, autocrat. So handing over that Radha Madan Mohan Bikra to Sanatana, and the lady lost her consciousness and fell down. What to do? Sanatana took him. And in his cottage, in one portion, he put him there. And then, he is a beggar. Whatever some atta, some flour, before this he used to take bread from the householders. But now, because to offer fresh thing to the deity, so he used to collect some flour, etc. And the flour, he was mixing some water and then putting in the fire. He used to offer to Madan Mohan, and he himself ate that. After some time, Madan Mohan gave another drink. Oh, Sanatana, I can't eat this which you offered to me, I can't relish. Put at least some salt there. I can't do. What to do? Oh, you want to eat me salt? Oh, that salt is not much. But don't want anything else. So put some salt within that atta, wheat ball, and the flour ball, and salt, and put it into the fire, and offer it, and eat the prasad. After some days, Madan Mohan said in a dream, Sanatana, I can't eat all with mere salt, add some ghee, some ghee, add, otherwise I can't swallow it. You want to feed me, this is your tactics. How it is possible that I am a beggar? what a fire school I get, and he, you, then I shall take you to that same house where you had, you were eating in a better way. In this way, but quarrelled with Diti in his mind. But anyhow, we then put some ghee. He also accepted to put some ghee and the salt and that ball of flour put into the fire and he took it. And this way. Then he again did something, some rich man came to visit the place and saying that in the cottage you have put says Madan Mohan such beautiful deity, I shall construct a temple. And this gradually developed. But everything should be should be devoted to be offered to him. But we must be careful, thereby we may not acquire habit of such rich living, rich life. That is. Afterwards, there was that royal style of service of Govinda Madan Mohan. Gradually it grew in there. But they were like Babaji, a beggar. They used to live in such a simple way, poor way. Gradually everything may come according to his wish. Tatparatyena nirmalam. Everything is pure. If it is meant for him, the percentage of the purity, the purity, degree of purity depends how much it is meant for him and not for the worshipper or others. The measurement is there. Measurement, the surrender, this. The sacrifice, degree of sacrifice, how much? The purity depends on that measurement.
Confused me even further. Yes. After Mahananda Prabhu and myself had this discussion, then I read Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I became even more confused. Because he says in the Shikshamritam, in one place he says that it is an offense not to worship the deity according to your means.
Not to worship the deity?
According to your means. In other words, if you have money, but you don't worship according to your own means.
Beyond your means.
Not beyond your means. Worship according to your
according to your position.
If you have money, then you should have some. Then you should have some opulence for the deity. If you don't have money, then no, you should not have like that.
There is another saying in the Puran quoted by Jiva Goswami. In Pratisthanpur, perhaps in the south, there was a old town. And there was a Brahmin who used to worship mentally. One day, the Brahmin, in his meditation, he is offering some paramanna.
Sweet rice.
Paramanna?
Sweet rice.
Sweet rice. And suddenly in his mind, it seemed to him that it is very hot, too hot. Then, in the meditation also, he put his finger in that sweet rice, boiled sweet rice, and his finger was burnt. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm. Subtle.
But physically, everything is going on mentally. But when you want to test, the mental conception is so so much substantial that when he is putting his finger to test whether it is too hot to be taken in the mouth, his physical finger was burned by physical fire.
Mm.
So much degree a meditation can reach.
Mm-hmm.
That should come to such. And everything is a subjective evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Everything transcendental comes to this world, it descends. When Dhruva, according to Narada's mantra, he wanted to meditate. Suddenly he found the object of his meditation, that Narayana, Padmavalas Lojan, come within his mind. And then that mental conception was so much intense, when he opened his eyes, he found he is standing before him.
Mm.
But that does not mean that he has come from somewhere, from some corner of the physical world.
Mm.
It is coming from subconscious region to our consciousness, and is becoming so much intense, capturing the senses, mental, and then more intense than capturing the physical senses.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is like that. So only to help our the mental conception, physical things are necessary for the lower section of the worshipper, Kanishthadikar. And for the sannyasins, the mental. For the sannyas. Prasad also. Prasad. A Kanishthadikari, a beginner, he will gather the things and offer to the deity, and then he will take, he will have the impression that I am taking prasad. But a sannyasi, he has got no deity, he is wandering, preaching, and whenever anything comes to him, he is offering mentally to the deity and taking prasad. And the Paramhansa, he is not only offering, not also offering also. Whatever comes to him, oh God, send today this prasad for me, he is taking. No offering mentally and no collection physically. Physical transaction in the first lower stage. And the mental adjustment in the middle. And the Paramahansa, the higher devotee, he is already adjusted. Whatever coming to him sent by Krishna, prasad, he is taking. No offering, formal offering, neither gathering things from the world. This is highest.
Then I am even more confused now.
More?
Confused.
I am more confused. Because this Mahananda Prabhu, he offers so much prasadam to the deities, and he takes so much prasadam, and he relishes so much, but he does not want me to put on the
physical correction, that is Kanishthadika, Dwarkas.
Yes, but then, he does not want me to make a silver plate. Put sapphire.
Madhyamadhikari, he won't care wherever he will go, here, there, for the work of the Mahaprabhu, preaching for the people, and whatever will come, he will offer and take. That is for the middle section. But he has got a good feeding tendency for himself. So it is better to, before feeding himself, to offer it to the deity. It is the best.